On FM.
Online.
On your mobile.
And on digital radio.
This is Smooth.
From Global's newsroom at 5, David Cameron is putting together a new government after the Conservatives' surprise election victory. They've won an overall majority with 331 of the 650 Commons seats. The Prime Minister accepted his victory and agreed to the Queen's invitation to form his second administration.
I've just been to see Her Majesty the Queen, and I will now form a majority Conservative government. Ed Miliband rang me this morning to wish me luck with the new government. It was a typically generous gesture from someone who is clearly in public service for all the right reasons.
Labour's hopes of returning to power faded during the night when they lost seat after seat in Scotland to the SNP. After 5 years as leader, Ed Miliband said he did his best, but it was time for him to go.
Britain needs a Labour Party that can rebuild after this defeat so we can have a government that stands up for working people again. And now it's time for someone else to take forward the leadership of this party.
Labour did perform well in Birmingham and the Black Country, winning 18 seats of the 24 available. The Liberal Democrats now have no seats in the West Midlands after losing 49 of their 57 seats across the country. Steve McCabe from Birmingham City University says the parties who will be in opposition need to have a rethink.
What they certainly need to do is to sort of get leaders who can sort of take them in the right direction, as it were, because, as is being said, people out there in large part were not sort of listening to the message and certainly not willing to vote for them.
UKIP's leader Nigel Farage also failed to get elected in Thanet South and resigned as he said he would. From Global's newsroom for Smooth Radio, I'm Mike Perkins.
Smooth Radio weather.
The latest forecast with Johnson's. Come and see the all-new Hyundai i20.
Dull and wet this evening, remaining cloudy overnight with lows of 9 degrees. As for the weekend, Saturday starts cloudy and damp, but there will be some sunshine, highs of 14 degrees.